Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
There's always someone out there who's working harder than you. I'm haunted by that motherfucker.
This game's started. Come on, somebody out there said I'm working harder than you.
Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better.
I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after games, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
You got
to
be the hardest workers in the room. No one will outwork me. No one. I don't give a fuck who is in front of me. They're not going to stop me. Yeah, at some point, you got to be f***ing tired of not being number one. You have to be, and you got to f***ing play angry.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top.
You have to pay the price. And not only do you have to pay the price, you got to pay the price well, meaning the actions you take have to be executed at a high level. Like, this is not that hard to understand. You just don't want to understand it. You want it to be that you can f*** off half the time and still get where you want to go. And that just doesn't work. The mentality should be like this. How the f*** do I get there? Period.
Bro, you gotta f***ing stop. You gotta stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something, fucking something.
You've got to put in the work when nobody cares. There's only one person who has to care. That's you.
You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive.
There's a price tag to success. You don't just get it overnight. You got to earn it the right way.
You need to work harder. You have to suffer a little bit. You have to put yourself in a state of discomfort. Growth shouldn't be easy. Stop looking for shortcuts. Stop looking to make things a breeze. You've got to learn to suffer. You've got to put yourself in a bit of an uncomfortable position.
And you may not feel qualified. You may not feel like you are educated enough. You may not feel like you're connected enough. You may not think that enough people are aware of you, cognizant of you, because you don't have a blue check and you're not a celebrity yet. But you got to work hard in silence. You gotta work when nobody's watching.
I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. I will do the work if no one else wants to do it with me, because I am driven by purpose.
People want to jump from day one to day 10 by getting some big seed money or big investment. And dude, I don't care how much money I made. I try to pretend like I'm broke every single day in the way that I think, because it forces me to create new solutions and innovate in my brain. It's about taking an idea. It's about executing on the idea. And it's not about having the perfect plan. It's about your ability to adjust and create and improvise your way through this path.
Even though you may feel stuck, even though you may feel hopeless, you're not broken. You have patterns of thinking and patterns of behavior that are broken for where you are and where you want to go in life. When you start to think about changing your life through the lens of just looking for patterns, breaking them, and replacing them, it becomes less personal.
Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X. Because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way.
The most important question to ask is, what pain do you want in your life? What are you willing to struggle for? Anything worthwhile is going to require some degree of pain and struggle. So, if you're oriented toward the pain and the struggle, you're probably going to be more aligned with what you're capable of accomplishing rather than if you just orient toward the pleasures.
No fundamental secret here. It's called hard work and sweat. If you had that and you're willing to provide that in exchange for a better life, well, everyone will make that deal with you. If you're willing to give up that for pride, accomplishment, feeling of self-worth, if you're willing to make that transaction, Miami Fitness is your bank. And it's open every single day for your transactions. Make your deposits every fucking day. Do your dues. Become the person you want to be. It's the easiest fucking equation in the world.
Success leaves clues. There are millions of people in the world seeing grand success, and they're dropping breadcrumbs every fucking day. You just gotta pay attention to the steps. They're showing you a path to a better future. They're showing you a path to your goals and aspirations. You just gotta believe in you. You gotta be willing to say one day and then work as hard as you fucking can every day in order to make it happen. Because everything you want is in your mind. Everything that you want to achieve, you can do. You just gotta be willing to speak it. You gotta be willing to say it out loud. You gotta be willing to yell it into the fucking universe and then work towards it.
People say, "I must be nice for you." And you go, dude, fuck you. Like, if you could have seen how much criticism and hard work and lonely nights and all of this stuff when nobody was watching and I was unsure of myself, chronically miserable, and I criticized and all my friends took the piss out of me and I did all of these things. I had to go through all of that for you to now say, must be nice.
Time is the currency we're playing with in every moment of our lives. It's the center point of our influence. I talk about the roulette table of my life. It's a frame I think through where we wake up in the morning with these 24 chips. If you spend 8 hours sleeping, you wake up with 16 chips left. And how you place those chips on this roulette table that sits in front of us just before the wheel spins every day determines all of our outcomes in our lives. So I've chosen now to allocate 2 chips to this little piece here called fitness. The roulette table spins and I get my returns. As I went down that chapter, I realized that in the context of time and death, and time management, the most important question to answer, the fundamental, is discipline. How can I allocate more of these chips to the things that are in line with my values? Where does this thing called discipline come from? If it underpins everything we do.
Because I believed that I can be a leading man. I believed that I could be another Clint Eastwood, or another Burt Reynolds, or another Warren Beatty, or whatever those characters were, Charles Bronson and so on. I believed that I could be those people. I said, there's enough room on that ladder that I can fit up there. And I looked back again and learned from what I learned in sports. In my case, in bodybuilding. It's all about the hard work that you put in.
Being the hardest worker in the room is about actually learning how to walk the walk when everyone else just wants to talk the talk. It's understanding that you are going to be exhausted and alone and in pain and struggling for years with no support, with no cheerleading squad, and nobody patting you on the back. This game isn't for everybody. But if you're willing to go through that pain and if you're willing to do the goddamn work, then you can put that badge on and call yourself the hardest worker in the room.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
Listen up. I know you're tired. I know you want to give up. I know your mind is drained. I know your body feels weak. But you gotta understand, there's so much more to you. There's so much greatness to you. There's so much realness to you. Don't quit now. Go get that work done. Earn your keep on this day and conduct your business.
Let me tell you something, my friend. The cause of your downfall will be because of you. Nobody else but you. You keep looking around, trying to place blame on things, people, everything else, instead of looking in the mirror at oneself and looking at who caused this in the first place. close the door on yourself because you are afraid to look within yourself and see who did it, my friend. You are the one, but you have the key to unlock that door and become something more.
Because the truth is this, that one day, that goal, that dream, that reality that you crave so badly is going to come with a price. Now, are you willing to pay it?
Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get to work.
Because if you sit down, you're not going to get back up. No excuses.
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work.
But when you really want something, you're going to get it. There's no excuses.
No excuses is fucking everything. You eliminate that, everything changes. You embrace accountability, and it's game over in life.
I had to work harder than they did.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to do, and this is what I'm willing to do.
And I will always outwork you because I love the game more than the stuff.
They may be more talented, they may be smarter, but they won't outwork me.
But I just work harder.
So after games, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
I will outwork you. I will make it possible.
The real man says, like, I'm not going to make no excuses. I'm not going to point the finger and say, Lewis, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. I'm going to take full ownership, full responsibility.
Biggest problem that you have had is not that you don't have resources. It's not that you don't have supporters. It's not that somebody doesn't believe in you. It's that you have not believed in you. Get your head in the game. Stop sleeping on yourself.
Because if you do that, if you actually work as hard as you can, you have no excuses.
You have to accept that all your excuses are lies. You're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Then it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop.
I want you to spend all your energy on overcoming your weaknesses, because behind every weakness you overcome is another level of success.
Whatever that goal is, whatever that insurmountable feat has been, whether it's weight loss, financial, mindset, relational, I don't care what it is, career, to be a CEO or an investor, whatever it is, get it done. This is not the year you sleep on yourself. Every year you have not gotten it done is because you're sleeping on yourself. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up!
I still have to fight every day. So there's no excuse. There is no reason. There is no ifs, ands, or buts.
What will it take for you to make it happen?
Instead of the path of least resistance, I started choosing the path of most resistance to prepare myself for the journey that was coming my way. And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody. No matter how badass they are. It starts with yourself, man. You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's gonna be a false reality. And the second life gives you that challenge, all you wanna do is go back to what gave you confidence, is that happy spot. No, what gave me confidence was spending years at a kitchen table trying to learn how to read and write on my own, realizing I can't learn the way you learn. I can't, but I can learn. What gives you confidence, not being afraid, is overcoming the fear. That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcoming them every day, but facing them, and facing them, and facing them. Pretty soon like this, you know what, man, this is where it's at. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone is where my confidence is getting built. Mm-hmm. That's where it's getting built. Happiness, peace, enlightenment, it's all up here, man. It's all up here. It's all up here. You just gotta be willing to go and face it. And that's the hard part. The physical standard is not what they need to meet. It's a mental standard you must meet in life. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves.
At some point, you're gonna have to get sick of your own excuses and take action if you wanna change your situation. Wake the fuck up. You got this, homie, let's go. The only reason why you haven't achieved your goals is because you want to allow yourself to believe that you can. Let's be real. Your work ethic will determine how fucking far you go in this life. Stop fucking doubting yourselves. Y'all keep coming up with these bullshit fucking excuses as to why you can't achieve your goals and get started, where in reality, if you just shut up and got to work, you'd already be where you wanted to be.
Fitness is the start of everything. Like, if you're not taking care of your body, you're not gonna get anywhere. And this is why I'm so gung-ho and like so ruthlessly intense with my message when it comes down to that. Like, if you can't even go look in the fucking mirror and be happy about what you see, good luck starting anything.
You see, my goal is to leave a legacy, to be remembered forever. And that is why I pride myself on the work ethic that I put into every single day. Not sometimes. Every single fucking day that I am breathing, I am grinding to leave that legacy.
Your first fucking question is, what is this gonna cost me? What is it gonna cost you if you fucking don't?
Life is going to be hard. The things that you want to achieve might be a pain in the ass, but it is possible. And anybody who said that it wasn't in your past, I want you to stick that middle finger up right now, because it's not going to get you anywhere. It's your dreams. So get out of your fucking head and start walking. Take action so you can achieve something. Look at all the success stories in the goddamn world. Take mine as inspiration for you. I went from an iron worker addicted to sex to a seven-figure earner. I grew up in a fucking trailer that was less than 800 square feet in the country to now living in a 5,000 square foot, $2 million home.
If you've got the talent and you can work on the hard work and put them both together, then you give yourself the best chance of becoming a top athlete.
When you start to build yourself up and start to have real, authentic confidence from hard work, everything else goes away.
What's the secret to success? Hard work, hard work, hard work.
The key with me is just always finding what the anchor is. And the an anchor is getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process in the no one will outwork me. No one.
The true secret of success is to accept the truth that the only path is the path of hard work and productivity.
You understand that if you struggle now, you stand tall later. You understand that if you suffer now, you smile later. You understand that if you sacrifice now, you will succeed later.
When I realized that I can learn through hard work, and I can beat the valedictorian in school if I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy, that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you. I caught you, and I am dumb. But I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented.
How can a champion be a champion without hard work? Can you get that promotion that you know you deserved without hard work? How can you be the best father or mother you can be without hard work?
Consistency. Sometimes you beat people not because you're better. You just wear them out. You just wear them down. That's going to be the year with some team. You're just going to wear them out.
How can you get to the next level without hard work?
I'm telling y'all, y'all got to get to the place, bro, where you execute, where you get it done. And when you come out, they just scared because you out. When Mike Tyson came out, he didn't have to fight 80% of his fight. He just came out, and because people knew he could execute, boom, 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 boom. When you get results, when you execute, man, it's a difference.
Don't wait for Sunday. There are 7 days in the week. Someday isn't one of them.
What God has blessed you with, the talent, he's given it to you to play ball. He gave it to you. You just was blessed with it. Now you got to put in that work.